Mr. Eric Delgadillo, my good friend, man, we got some good stuff going on. Always grateful for the things that we do together, and I'm excited for the mission that you're on with Seclex, man. Thanks for being here on Prelucin with me.
Of course, Andrew, it's always a pleasure being here with you, man. Anything you get involved in, please include me in it. It's always a blast.
Will do, will do. All righty, we'll get right into it, my friend. Eric, what is Seclex?
We protect organizations from cyber threats. We give them that peace of mind that their business is doing everything it's supposed to be doing. One, to stop cyber threats, and two, to meet compliance, just in case it's a business that's in a certain industry that has to be that has to meet certain compliance requirements. We make sure you meet those. And compliance and cybersecurity, they go hand in hand now, and it's only going to go that direction even more. So what's good about us is we help you with both. We help you with the security, and then we integrate that with the compliance management that you need in order to meet all the requirements, which is a whole other ball game. It's like they're related, but compliance is a whole other animal.
What really compelled you to work in IT and cybersecurity?
Was the future. I was a landscape architect before. The firm that I was with got hit with ransomware two times when I was there. And I was part of the IT team, per se, just because I was very familiar with information, like with the IT and technology. I've always been a fan of information and technology. So it was always very easy for me because it was an interest for me. But the firm that I was with got hit with ransomware once, and then less than a year later, it got hit again. So the second time around, my older brother is one of the original partners of Seclex. So he already has started this company. So I brought him in. I brought him in to help us recover, implement security controls. And then from there, I was able to introduce them into other firms, other architectural firms. And then eventually they were like, "Hey, do you want to do this for us full time?" And I'm like, "You know what? Yeah, I do." Because cybersecurity, at least at this time, it was like 2017. It was still very early. It's still early now, but I saw the future and I was like, this is the future. This is where everything's going to just be more connected. So there's going to be even a larger need.
How would you say Seclex is leading the way with the work that you're doing?
Since the very beginning, we've always been a cybersecurity company. So we weren't an IT company that started doing cybersecurity. The company has always been cybersecurity. So our experts are all cybersecurity experts, security engineers, security analysts. We have a CISO on staff. I think taking that type of expertise and experience and focusing on the cybersecurity fundamentals and the right things and being a boutique shop makes us very different compared to other companies out there that you see. It's becoming a very saturated space, but I think because of what the company has always been and what we focus on and the type of customers that we focus on, and we're like a white glove service oriented company. So we, the size that we're at for the type of experience that we have makes us very dangerous in what we do.
Who would you say are your ideal clients, or who are you typically working with currently?
Our ideal clients are manufacturing companies or technology companies that are in a highly regulated industry. That's where we fit well because most of those requirements are IT security requirements that you need to have implemented in order to do business with these larger corporations or banks or enterprise companies. And then on the compliance side, manufacturing companies that are in a highly regulated industry, such as like DoD, government, well, and anything that's related to like the government, those industries are getting hit with a lot of requirements that they have to meet in order for them to do business and to get contracts and deals. So those are the ones that are a good fit for us and that we work well with.
What's the ideal conversation you're looking to start with these prospective clients?
Visibility. How much visibility do you have in your environment? Could you see everything that's going on? Could you see the logs? Could you go back in time and see and do a little bit more research on an incident that happened 6 months ago at this time to this user? It's like that type of visibility. Seeing what's connecting to your environment. Doesn't matter where your end users are. Doesn't matter what type of environment you have, if it's on the cloud, if it's on premise, if it's a hybrid, you need to have visibility of everything that's going on in your environment. So that's a conversation that I like to have usually. It's like, can you see everything that's going on? Can you see everything that you have? Because if you can't see it, you can't protect it. It's that easy. So then the other one is, hey, are you meeting all the requirements that you got to meet in order to be in business?
And last one for us, Eric, who would you say are your ideal collaborators and referral partners, the ones that can lead you to those ideal clients?
Fractional CFOs have always worked very well with us. But I think fractional C-suite executives in general are very good partners for us. And another one too will be cyber liability providers too. So people that are selling cyber insurance are very good collaborators for us too.